guess this is the month of the weather effect in Pirut, in our tent. This is the nearest towards the end of our tent. I think we left with the, we can count weeks now. The fact that Parliament has been dissolved with the special provision in the rules that we continue with our work. But this is the work that sort of concludes the work that we have started in May 2014. So we all are waiting the 8th of May, where after we no longer are going to be members. Or there will be others to attend. So the process we're going to be just engaging ourselves into will pave the way for those that will be following us. If economic development portfolio committee still stands, or even if it's incorporated into another committee. The work that we are just about to engage in is going to help that committee to understand the type of work that we were doing, what we dealt with, areas that still need to be pursued, and just give them an idea of which direction they should follow in pursuing certain issues related to government, especially in relation to status that we're under us, and also the legislation that we dealt with. So I'm hoping that all of us have really engaged with this report, that Lesotho report, which is still in a draft form. We've engaged with it, and we want to see a product that will represent the representative of our work, which represents our work from 2014. I need to mention that since 2014, in terms of the committee support, we've been found wanting. The other challenges that most of the members that joined the committee, that majority of the members started in 2014 in this committee. Those who were here in the fourth parliament did not get an opportunity to rejoin the committee. That was the one of the challenges that we had. Secondly, in terms of the support staff, I think all members of the support staff that are here are new people, except one or two that we started with in 2014. So that talks to the understanding and issues where we started and where we are currently. I think it's also a limitation in terms of drafting this particular report, because you realize that in some areas we just had to tick, you know, the provision of that particular template, because it's a template that we have to satisfy, unfortunately. And but this collective memory will help so that we enrich those areas that we feel they were just ticked or filled in without proper content and context. So I'm really, really seeking your cooperation, your full cooperation with the team members, because at the end of the day, this is our product. And I'm saying so because this is non-partisan, it's just a report of reflecting, I mean, the work of this committee. And as part of those who were in this committee, it's important that we all are satisfied at the end of the discussions, because the end product will be reflective of all of us. Peter Paul, can we deal with the attendance issue?
Thank you, Chair. It will be a brief one, just for the meeting to note that we have not received any apologies for today's meeting, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I did receive an apology from Mr. Kleani, who will request to be excused around 11 to help with the quorum in this committee. He might be able to join us later, I'm not sure, but the attendance in the other committee will determine coming to the committee. He did request to be excused around 11. Okay, Dr. Kali, do you have any apology for me?
I have an apology from Mr. Atkinson, but I have forwarded communicated it to you.
Come again?
I have an apology from Mr. Atkinson, but I have assumed that he has communicated it to me.
He hasn't. Do you want to give it so that it's a disseminated?
Yeah, an apology from Mr. Atkinson.
Okay. May we then proceed? Today's agenda requires us to deliberate on the draft report that was circulated to all of us. Remember, it was tabled in the last meeting, last Tuesday, and an improved draft was also circulated. It was also circulated to all members. How are we going to approach it? We're going to go page by page, item by item, so that we are orderly and are also able to follow the discussion. This is for the purpose of recording. Members, you are all welcome. Let's engage. Item one, that's your key highlight. Let's go to that. On committee program per year and on whether the objectives of such programs were achieved. Maybe I should ask the question by then, can we improve on this heading, or is it, should we follow as this?
I think there's still space depending on what the members.
Okay, let's engage on that one. Are we happy with the guided us, with what guided our term of office for the fifth term of Parliament? Is that sufficient? If we're happy, may we proceed to the next item. focus area. I'll get to that. Third one, the key challenges during this term of office. Dr. Carter?
Sorry, Chair, if I can beg your indulgence, that's rather loud. To go back to point two, we've got three bullet points there. I wonder if it's not worthwhile putting in a specific bullet point around the Industrial Development Corporation and the oversight we've done on everything that falls under the IDC, so the Black Industrialist Programme, for example. Those three points are quite broad, and they neglect any specific mention of the industrialisation and trade aspects of the portfolio, in other words, the entities of the IDC and ITAC. I mean, the competition authorities are sort of covered in the third bullet point, but it may just be worthwhile adding in two bullet points about industrialisation on the one hand and trade on the other.
Yeah, I guess the challenge would be that these three points talk to the medium-term strategic framework and as assigned to the department. I guess this we follow because it's the focus areas that we focused on. Perhaps we should put though the MTSF as number one or 2.1, and then put what you're talking to as 2.2 if members agree, in order to accommodate what you're saying. But I do understand where you're coming from, because there were a lot of things that that we did as our focus area for the fifth parliament. I do agree that perhaps we shouldn't limit ourselves to the MTSF, because we went even beyond. Even though we dealt with the MTSF, but if we feel, like Dr. Carter is saying, that the areas are too broad and they are not that much specific, we could do so. But if we feel it's sufficient, and then we can perhaps highlight them in the other areas that follow, we could still do so. But the challenge we're going to have is that these are key highlights, and if we don't accommodate those highlights, that we're reflecting, we might see ourselves not losing the opportunity to highlight the very important issues. This is one area we could discuss. I'm not sure. You said you want to put this under focus areas, isn't it? Under two.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying about aligning with the MTSF and the strategic outcomes. So as it stands, it makes sense from that point of view. But at some point in the report, I think we do need to mention trade and industrialization. But I'm sure that will come through in later stages.
Hence, I was asking the content advisor if we could be given, we could be adding or just amending some of the things. Because if really we want to include some of this, either we do that, MTSF is key focus area, but then we also include those areas as informed by the entities that we worked with, that we feel are not quite represented by the MTSF. I'm saying this, waiting for members to raise their hands so that they can. That is Glenn.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I think Dr. Caro has raised a very important point. But I think the explanation that you gave about the MTSF does suffice for now, but I think what Dr. Kado has also said in concluding was that as we proceed with the report, let's find space, because in the report it does attempt to go to the various entities. That is where we can squeeze in the issue that is at hand. I think if you want to put it under two, the limitation that we're going to have is that we must then identify all the entities and speak to them. And then, you know, our plate is going to overflow. So for now, I think it's captured correctly. We'll unbundle it later on. Thank you.
What the feeling of the house? There are two proposals.
No, thanks, Chair. I'll support that if they are, because from page 9, we've got the entities where we can fit all what Dr. Karen said. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I think we do understand. We understand and if they can find themselves, find space within the report, somewhere in the report, whether it is on page 9 or anywhere else, let's do so. That's what you say. I guess it's the understanding and the agreement. Okay, we pass. May we then go to the next item. We're on 3. We go back to 3. I'm aware that you referred to this information, so I am the question to pick up on, so that we understand, because it's not just pick up on, it's also the research we want to have. I don't know if members are satisfied with the 3 as the key challenges, and maybe instead of putting them in a paragraph 4, perhaps we want to tabulate them so that they are easily found and understandable. That is then.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Whether we are going to change the format and introduce bullets, I suggest that as the second sentence comments, this is on page 4, which starts in the first line there. In spite of the challenge which required innovative approaches, the committee functioned without. I think before without there, for this paragraph to give a proper
page 4.
Yeah, just before we go to point number 4. Yeah, just before without the sentence should indicate that the committee functioned well. It functioned well without the full content support staff. That well is very important because it indicates that the committee was still able to perform despite the lack of a content advice.
Thank you so much.
Can you give me the exception?
Okay. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We functioned well because we could continue with the work as a person. But that didn't suggest that we don't, we didn't need one. That's why on the site we continue to pressurize people to supply one. Are we fine otherwise?
In addition, you still remember that without having no content advisor, it's not important in the duration of time. For many example, you might not have it for 2 months or 1 month. You might not have it for the entire duration. To us, it was the entire duration. To club it up, I want to close with that in the session of our care.
Are you okay, Babu, again? That we don't mention it, we just... Because few months compared to 5 years, is it fine? We still on 3?
Thanks, Chair. I would need to understand better what is meant by bullet point 2. It's not quite clear to me what exactly we seek to do out of that bullet point. And then next, the third and fourth bullet points, I'm just querying how realistic they are. Is it really the duty of the committee itself to try and promote those partnerships between relevant state organs and business entities? I mean, I suppose we could certainly try and get the Economic Development Department or whatever department it becomes part of in the next parliament to promote those partnerships, but can we as a committee really effectively do it ourselves? And in the same way, is it realistic for us as a committee to ensure the sustainability on government investments? Do we have the capacity and the expertise to try and work out and effectively have oversight of those investments in order to ensure their sustainability? They're really just questions rather than direct comments.
Thanks, Dr. Kado. Do we want to discuss that in particular? Before I make my own comment. Perhaps let's start with the first one. The first point. Dr. Kado has raised the point that was raised, but I feel this scrutinize all the points. Intensify the monitoring of the implementation of legislation on infrastructure development and competition practices with a view to make meaningful interventions when necessary. Can you start with that one? We want the next parliament to look into that. David Sanders?
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I agree with the first point. Because it relates to infrastructure, which is key, you know, for economic development. So I think the monetary, sometimes we take good decisions, we introduce good programs, but we're not as strong as we should be in terms of monetary. So I agree with the first point. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Babu Pikinini.
Thank you very much. In the same point that was raised by Obamacare, if you look to the issue, not only the monitoring process, the necessary intervention that has been done by this committee was quite phenomenal. You know, around even entities, around whatever we've been dealing with. I mean, example, support of SMBs and all of that. We've been able to pave the way, but because of the competition that is taking place in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It would seem we're satisfied with point 1.2. Assess potential drawbacks in the pursuit of economic development objectives during the fifth parliament and develop proposals on how this should be addressed in order to enhance parliament's contribution to the creation of an inclusive economic growth trajectory. So the fifth parliament must do that. The question is, do we have the capacity to do that? Is it within the function of the of a portfolio committee to do that? It's within the competencies of a legislature to do that. What would be informing a legislature? From what I took from the what Dr. Kado was saying, these are some of the questions that he was asking. Yes, Dr. Kado.
Chair, we go into the are we going into the
slot room? It's the bedroom.
We're going into the fifth or sixth parliament. We're going to the sixth parliament, okay? So that should read
six.
Yeah. I suppose it's feasible for the committee to try and assess and analyse the obstacles to economic growth and develop proposals on how we
obstacles. But we would obviously need the expertise of experts on what goes into economic growth and what prevents it, I think. So we might just want to include in that bullet point something which says that we should draw on the expertise in the same way that we had quite a useful session with Professor Murray Labrant, I think, during this term on poverty and inequality.
Are you retracting from what you're saying?
No, because...
You're adding.
I'm adding, but also my specific queries about whether the committee is equipped to do the things which are on bullet points refer more to the third and fourth bullet point.
So Parliament can do that, because remember we have partnership with international communities where we have, for instance, sponsorships that we get normally in the form of EU. They normally sponsor discussions and debates around this thing. IPU, for instance, would sponsor such discussions and debates around such issues. So in terms of capacity, yes, we do have. Just that perhaps it must be used optimally so that we are able to lead as the civil parliament in as far as it should be concerned. And I think I do agree. In terms of the committee, yes, the committee can, as long as the committee is exposed enough. For instance, what we might have forgotten to include when we dealt with the challenges is the fact that the committee like this was not given an opportunity to interact with the international community or with the international forums on economy. So we're never part of the platforms where the committee engages, for instance, in the European Union, for instance, we never participated as the committee. Or not even become a member of such a very important forum. When IPU discusses economic issues, we are nowhere to be found. But most of the time, you find that committees that really are not dealing with economic issues find themselves there. So such interactions actually help in strengthening the committees. If we don't do that, then we have a challenge. Perhaps we'd want to add that one there, so that the Parliament can see the need of exposing members of a particular committee dealing with economic matters to such forums, whether it is also side forum on economic matters, or is the OECD forum where they discuss the issues related to socio-economic issues and so forth. So we need exposure, that's what I'm saying. Because that helps and strengthens your understanding of the issue. If members agree to that, that we have something crafted towards the challenges, we will include it. But if you feel no, I was just saying that because of the second point. Is that supported?
Yes.
Huh? Thank you. Let's go to three. Promote more partnerships between relevant state organs and business entities for the implementation of mutually beneficial programs. How do we do that as a committee? Or how is the fifth parliament? Is it possible? Yes. Is it possible for Parliament to encourage partnerships between state organs and business entities? Babu Pekini?
Chair, in my view, I think, Chair, it's really when you deal with economic development, this is part of your department. It's very critical, a matter of coordination. From making also to do some intervention in the issue of development in the country in general. I think it is critical that part. We can't do it without that influence. That's the supposed to be done with this.
Thank you very much.
So that would be through the dialogue, for instance, that are normally happening. So this is said ensure sustainability on government investment in initiatives such as the IDZ. So for IDZ to, I'm not sure whether you listen. For IDZ to thrive, you need partnership between not even entities, but also even the government at large, including the, just the three spheres of government. The cooperation within the three spheres is very important, because at the end of the day, ITs that are controlled at the provincial level, and the participation of municipalities is important. So the public entities at that level, very important that they partner with the business. In that. So I'm not sure whether we agree with the statement or we feel government is not well capacity. I mean parliament is not well capacity.
Thank you very
much. So we have the capacity to question in the government's investment.
Chair, if you still remember, there was an intervention which was made by this committee of us, the issue of intervening on development agencies. It was quiet, it was never been there. But the Fifth Parliament was able to intervene to say that we must know what is taking place in each and every development, in each and every area, through development agencies that are taking place. So we wanted that link to have take place and be centralized in the national intervention, you know, if you still remember well. So was it 6 years of government? And that thing did take place after that intervention of this committee. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well,
I agree, but the KUHA has problems. And I think this point talks to initiate this cycle. Look at that industrial development zone in the Eastern Cape. It can, you know, the progress that can be maximized through the intervention. But the private sector is there and then it pulls out because maybe the government is not investing enough in those ICs. So hence I would agree for sustainability purposes, there has to be continuous investment so that we encourage business to invest also to play their part, especially when we look at what the President was saying in terms of being able to lead the business sector towards assisting government either with jobs or with the economic growth issues. So we feel it's well placed. Dr. Kado, after that, are you still, do you feel you're okay with explanation?
Yes, Chair. Well, possibly I would consider broadening up that bullet point to include government investments in other industrial initiatives such as the Black Industrialists Program, for example.
Mm. Not just in the IDZ. Okay. What's the feeling of the Commission? That's it,
then? We think that is in order, Chairperson, although we must also underline the fact that as you read that sentence, it says in initiatives such as. So it indicates that there are others as well.
Yeah.
It's not specifically on the IDs such as,
yeah.
But the point that is being raised by Dr. Kari is important. It should also be included because that is also critical.
Because Black Industrialist Program doesn't necessarily find its existence in the IDs everywhere else. Will it kill us if we don't include that, such as IDZ and Black Industrial? I don't think it will harm anything. Thank you. The last point, promote provision and compliance to the triple PFA by the department and its entities, especially in strategic areas in the manufacturing sector. Is it okay to say by the department or by government at large? We promote provision. I think we've done enough. Even when we visited localities, they will tell you about the triple PFA that's not being implemented. I think it's strengthening the implementation to ensure compliance, because I think anybody, even a imagine company, would tell you about triple PFA. Sometimes we'd wonder if they really understand what that is, except for the 7525 provision and also the issue of 30-day payment. So, what are you saying? I'm suggesting that you improve on the wording. Is it fine? Thank you. May we proceed? Last one, strengthen content analysis support to the committee while also improving the predictability of the overall parliamentary program to assist with planning and implementation at the level of committee. To the committees, because we are not only talking to the committee. Are you okay with that one? So Parliament must do a lot of work there. This is to me the key area that they need to look into. Because if the program is not consistent and predictable, it becomes very difficult to plan. Committees to plan. The wording is fine. Are you happy with that? Can we go to recommendation? Dr. Kari?
Chair, I might suggest we consider the inclusion of an additional bullet point. If you look at the work of the committee in the Swiss Parliament, we spent a lot of time addressing competition policy issues. The competition amendment bill was a big focus of this committee. Would it not be a key area for the future work in the next Parliament to exercise oversight over the implementation of the Competition Amendment Act? But also, if you look at the budget review, the Competition Commission is likely over the medium term to get a significant amount of additional expenditure pending the outcome of the forensic audit into the Competition Commission. So I would like to suggest that whatever permutation this committee exists within the Sixth Parliament, that it pays careful attention to the outcomes of that forensic audit, in other words, to the financial and administrative health of the Competition Commission, but also it will need to ensure that the competition such a way as to effectively implement the Competition Amendment Act.
Okay, there are two issues. The forensic audit and the good implementation of the provisions of the Amendment Act. Can we engage on that? Just the implementation of the forensic audit outcome. Has it done the work? There's no report that we've seen. So I think we must start with the first things first. The briefing on the forensic audit itself, whether there was a committee appointed to that regard, and if there's any report produced, and then they can then look at the outcome of that report. The implementation of that particular report. But I need you to guide me on this one.
Thank you very much, Chair. If you still remember, Chair, I think if we can use this kind of process to say on Competition Commission, if you still remember, they normally have programs in that particular time, but the money could not be able to afford their work that they are doing. And therefore, when they plan something, it takes too long. Goes to another financial aid and all of that. But I think if we can put it maybe in this particular way, Competition Commission, financial health of the institution, based on its program, should be, I'm trying to write something on this particular way. And also attend to your issues that you are raising, Chair. If there's any report on whatever policy, should be table. I'm trying to raise that by putting in one sentence. So that we don't deal with issues that we were not dealing with before, because we didn't deal with that on our own. But we're able now to hand over to the sixth parliament on this particular issue that you're raising. So my view is to simply say that Commission for the health of the institution based on its program should be dealt with by the sixth parliament. Then you can raise the issue that we are raising here. Thank you very much.
The minister, remember when Dr. Kado asked the minister about this particular, the minister responded by that. I think it was also in the debate, no? Where he reads that he has established, he is going to establish a team that is going to look into a forensic, not a team, an audit, forensic audit into the affairs of the Competition Commission. But we did not follow that up as a committee. May I be given an opportunity to look into that and look whether we can call the minister to brief us on this particular matter just before we arrive for the sixth parliament, the fifth parliament, so that we can find space and time where he might come and then brief us before we finally conclude of his report. May I request that permission to do that and then to look into that, so that when we make a recommendation, it's based on what really has been put before us and based on the report that we've received. I'm putting that as a recommendation to that.
Yeah,
Yes, Chair, we are supporting it from Masonic, the minister, before coming to us.
Yeah, this will sort of give us an opportunity to wrap this particular matter up. So thank you. If you all agree, thanks a lot. We will park this until we conclude. Otherwise, do we agree with everything that is here? When you say the colloquium, is it colloquium or not? Because the one we wanted to pursue was the jobs, the curriculum and jobs. Are we referring to that? Or is that, do you want to empower members on everything? It's just broader than that. Hmm? Okay. If it's broader, do we agree on that one? Do we need a colloquium for that? Does it mean?
Well, Chair, colloquium for us is say 1 out of 10 because we like to associate it with jobs.
No, empowerment. But I'm talking about empowerment.
Yeah, I'm saying the way it is seems to be out of place. We love colloquium, but in this particular context it does not make sense.
So I was asking, if it's empowerment at large, I think Peter Paul also is explaining that there's an opportunity for us to build on what we've been doing in terms of empowerment programs for members. Remember, we went to the UP, we invited people, that's empowerment, yeah, capacitation of members on education. So, but then if we want to pursue the issue of jobs, where in all these departments in the economic cluster should participate, I think that's the point on from Commissioner's speaking to that. If members are comfortable with that, we can then include that and continue. Just use the minute or two for you, otherwise I'm going to clean up before you even eat that food. remember we paid for it. Remember, let's stand up and get one fruit. Just utilize the minute or two for that. It says key highlights, not necessarily talking to the summary of everything, but the key highlights of the summary, speaking back. If you are happy, let's proceed. We're now getting into the body of the document. Introduction. Are we happy? If we're happy, may we then proceed to 1.1, purpose of the report. An account of the work of the committee during the fifth parliament and to inform the members of the fifth parliament of the key outstanding issues pertaining to the committees of the site. But we also give him a recommendation. Shadow not issues, not just legislative and policy issues, but on activities too. Okay. I don't know. No, that's covered. Can we go to 1.2 if you don't have anything to add on there? Are you happy with the function and the purpose of the department and its entity? There's nothing we can change there because it's as legislated or as as proclaimed by the president. Our committee, our function, they are given, not something that we can change. Can we focus therefore on the method that we use of the committee, which I don't think it differs from others? We just correct that number two there. Because 18, 19, we just 2014, 15. We didn't process any legislation. It was in the previous term. Okay. Can we go to page 17? 16. Focus areas and briefings over the period. think we need to deal with the last paragraph before the challenges. Unfortunately, the tourism sector was the last part that we dealt with. We started with the manufacturing sector, if you recall well. We did the auto industry, we did the green economy in terms of manufacturing. Remember when we went to TCT, we visited the manufacturing of the what you call the turbine, the wind mill turbines. We also went to various the report that Peter Paul will clearly give you an indication of what production. If you remember well, the pharmaceutical industry, we went there, production of the HIV and AIDS tablets, the manufacturing of such. We've seen with Aspen, yes, Aspen the production process there. We also went to the processing of metal, the textile industry, we visited that one in the eastern. I think that the in terms of the manufacturing, I think we did a lot. Yes, it was also the Soweto gold. Please visit those reports. We try to utilize to be guided by the NGPs, job drivers. So we specifically looked into that. Yes, we ended with the tourism. Challenges encountered during committee briefing. But the only challenge related to technical operational challenges, I think also the receipt, the late receipt of documents from the department. I think that's one of the challenges that doesn't give members enough time to.
Chair, I'd really like to suggest as a recommendation for the sixth parliament that those documents should be made available at least 24 hours in advance, if not with a longer lead time of 36 hours or 48 hours.
Actually, the rules prescribe. It's just that I don't know somehow this term. Some of the things were not ready for us. The secretary would know that the rules dictate as to when should the documents be before the committee. As this committee, we gave the department every Thursday, midday Thursday, so that members have enough time. So you have more than 24 hours for you to have that, but that practice really was not there. Sometimes it's not the department, it's just the processes within Parliament that really make it difficult for members to receive. And the fact that members have their gadget to make their work easier, the IT, and they have access to the Wi-Fi, Parliament Wi-Fi. The challenge is members, some members do not really utilize that. As a result, it becomes very difficult also to send this document electronically to members. Because they will still say you haven't received. An opportunity was also given for members for training on IT issues, and most members attended that training, but others couldn't. As a result, they can't utilize, you know, especially those born after So that's a challenge we have, that we're not born with the old Peter Paul. Before old Peter Paul. So really, we cannot attribute that solely to the department and the entities. Some of this are self-inflicted. So if we can propose that it becomes compulsory for every member of parliament to be IT literate. Secondly, that become compulsory, that we become a paperless institution, so that we are encouraged to use the IT gadgets. If you agree, member. Okay. And then all committees need to be capacitated, because this is the lack of support staff. It's a real issue. Not just support, but competent support staff. But you must remember, members of parliament, they do not apply to be members of parliament. So. And therefore, we are not expected to provide degrees or whatever, or profession that you acquire. I mean, documents that you acquired for a particular profession. We are elected by a member of the society to become their representative. So you need to be supported. For you to be able to be effective in serving the people. The content related challenges, again, we're talking to the content advisor issue. Are we happy with that? Come again? You're fine. Okay. Issues for follow up? I guess that issue that. Okay. Let me read it to you. Members? Issues to be followed up? Are you happy? I would suggest that this course also be put in a point form. So that it's easy to read. Are you happy?
Yes.
Even by the fact that some of the issues, the way they are put, it's like we haven't done much. You want to pursue your point?
I think we must not be distracted. Maybe go to the conversation. I kept adding the conversation. Because I don't know.
Wait, am I?
Thank you, Chair. I'm saying I see them as issues for recommendations, not for follow-up. Since we will not have any space now to follow up on them, but let it be a recommendation so that the Sixth Parliament can work on them. That's my question.
Do we want to take those issues that we feel could be best put under recommendations and those that would best represent be put under follow-up? Any suggestion, Ma'am Polo?
Chair, the issue of follow-up after the Sixth Parliament should assess the extent to which this might have impacted on national economy. That can happen in the follow-up because they will be assessing what is done by the Sixth Parliament. And then the focus should be on the opportunity we are already saying where should be focused. But when it comes and says, furthermore, the next parliament, now that is a recommendation. That's why you just said, furthermore, the next one we need to focus on advancing. It's a recommendation that can, we are recommending what is here in order to achieve the follow-up that we have. Whether it's done there, is there any impact on the economic growth and our intervention?
Are you done?
Yes,
sir. There's a suggestion.
Can we be critics at the time moving the report? So you're saying we go up to before the follow the furthermore?
Up to economic growth.
Yeah.
It's a follow up because we are saying they must follow up to make sure. But when it comes to furthermore, it's a recommendation to take it. When they look at this follow up, whether we've done what, then the recommendation should be. Then furthermore, the next panel need to focus is the recommendation.
Okay. I guess the first, second sentence was given the context, isn't it? First, second. Sentence, although that sentence is very long. While I understand the context, I'm not sure whether this therefore suggests that we did not do that scrutiny. Because I thought the assessment of growth has been a continuous effort by the Fifth Parliament.
To me, Chair, the issue of follow-ups, I think that's really maybe focused on the communication. So the issue of follow-ups, also they overlap to the communication. So I wish to
You see, the challenges, issues for follow-up in relation to the first part of our report. For instance, my understanding is that they would talk to issues related to meeting health. Were there any issues, legislation, for instance, you talk to such issues. Maybe we've undertaken a certain oversight, nutrition and inspection. The engagement that we had, maybe with the private sector or whoever related to that, all those things, if there were any agreements that, international agreements and so forth, that are still outstanding or that need a further follow-up, I thought maybe that this provision in the report is talking to such issues. If we feel we do not have such, I don't think we should just put this thing for the sake of putting them. And I would want to agree with colleagues that, to be honest, the context that's put here is not that of follow-up, but of a recommendation in nature that we... And if you look at the issues themselves, these are issues that we provided in the recommendations. So I would say let's rather strengthen the recommendations that we have. With those issues. Because even the while I understand the context, yes, the protracted economic, the slow economic growth, that period, it is true. The fact that we have high levels of unemployment is true.
the issues of tough economic environment, as you characterize all these issues accordingly, it's okay, it's fine. But I think it should go towards challenges and also recommendations, so that we split the two. And perhaps it could also have suited well within the summary or the introduction of our report. So that the basis for the report is contextualized and is read according to whoever understands, you know, that we are operating under the situation or condition. I guess that is clear. We must find space for that. And then in terms of follow-up, is there anything that members would, for instance, suggest that we did not conclude, apart from what Dr. Kado raised in his slides, the audit is concerned? We visited Science Research Council. Did you conclude that work? Because remember, we were supposed to meet with the Science and Technology Committee to have a joint meeting on particular issues. Can you review the report or the minutes that you support? Because that might be one of the outstanding issues that needs to be followed up. Remember when we visited also the renovation hub in Pretoria, where, remember while we were there, Minister Zulu came to address the small businesses in the innovation hub. There were certain issues that, remember the intention of us going there, we were going to look at the functioning of the South African Bureau of Standards. But then when we went there, we found that other issues. If you look at the report by the trade and industry, also on SAB issues, you'll realize that some of the concerns that we had, and we're supposed to have met with the sister committee on trade and industry to look at those issues. When we looked at the issues related to steel, there were still outstanding issues, especially in relation to our parastatal on the committee that was established, if you remember well. What was it called? Yeah. Just look at those issues. They will inform you, this area of the follow-up issues to be followed up. Because we don't know if that committee has concluded its work. We did ask the minister at some stage, he promised to come back to us on that. I don't think we did receive a feedback on that. But the minister will guide us. I would like those issues to be really reflected as follow-up, because the next parliament will have to deal with those issues, because they really affect the steel issue when you look at the production of the scrap metal electronic issues are high on the agenda of the economy, we need to deal with those issues. Legislation. What about those legislation that were to come to the committee but could not make it on time? There's still outstanding legislation that we're supposed to deal with coming from the department, especially the those that needed to be amended. If you revisit our minutes, you'll also see that. In terms of the minister's report, I can't recall whether the annual reports or the quarterly reports, they promised to amend the law on international trade, ITAC. And well, the competition one we did amend. Maybe the work of the sixth parliament is to follow that one up. Anything else from members on this particular area? Are we happy with what is put on the competition amendment review? Actually, now is the act. Why do we put it as a law?
I have to check the draft you want before the
let the report represent the current statement. Okay. The challenges encountered in the processing of legislation. Do you agree with that, with the 2 points, which to me is the only 1 point, the other one is supporting the first one, on the technical operational challenges? Are we happy? May we go to the next one? Content-related challenges. I don't think that is a content-related challenge. This still talks to the technical operational challenge. So we need a content-related challenge. The bill was very technical in nature. That is the competition amendment bill. If you recall, we requested the services of the legal services of Parliament, and we could not be furnished with the service on a full time as we required. Thank you. No, Mbulelo was for the processing of the bill. I mean, the pre-processing of the bill. Remember, we requested for that for them to unpack the current law so that we can prepare ourselves for the processing of the bill. And that capacity was not really offered. I mean, that support, yes. That's a still technical operation, but in terms of the content, it was very technical. And what we could say is the challenge that the capacitation in this regard is needed. Because we don't have, even the competition law advisors, we don't have in Parliament. So you rely on general law advice. So as an issue for follow-up, perhaps Parliament must consider having sector-specific legal advice and also continuous capacitation of their content advisors. Most of them have general economic or humanities knowledge, but when it comes to the actual sector specific, they're not capacitated. So some processing of laws or bills require a lot of technical support. Hence our reliance on state legal advice or dependence on state law advisors, which are not necessarily supposed to be our on our side. They're normally on the department side because they're pursuing us to agree with the department. So they're really not serving us that much. The others would argue that no, they're state law advisors and therefore they must support every arm of state. But in practice, clear that they really normally would support the executive more than the legislature. So whatever we'll be doing is just to endorse what the executive says. Those are my contributions. I don't know if you have any contributions, members, on all the issues that are stated today. This is out of the experience we had. I don't know if you have anything to say before we pass. Dr. Kadi.
Chair, I wonder whether we shouldn't give thought to the future of this committee in the report and how the work is taken up. I suppose with previous legacy reports, you could bank on the fact that the next parliament was going to have another portfolio committee on economic development, so it could address the legacy report in a way that was consistent almost, because you had the same committee. But we don't quite know what form or shape this committee is going to take next time around in the sixth parliament. So I wonder whether somewhere in the report we shouldn't give consideration to the rationalisation of government and what it could mean, because it might be very easy in the future. Say, for example, EDD becomes part of something new, small business development goes back into DTI. It could be possible to lose sight of some of these issues. And maybe we just need to reflect and underline the importance of the work that we've done to ensure that it isn't neglected or forgotten about in the future.
Okay. I'm not too sure that we could do that, Dr. Kadi, because hence if you read the summary where we were given the key highlights, we did talk to that issue that depending on the shape or on how government is structured, because we normally just the legislature follows suit. Depending on that, this is what you're recommending. So in that on its own, we are taking what you're saying to cognizance that the next parliament might be shaped differently, might be configured differently. So no matter how it's configured, these issues must find space in one of the portfolio committees that relate to the issues as we're dealing with now. So I guess that to me suffice. I'm not sure what you want to say, and I'm not sure.
No, thanks, Chair. I was going to support you and also say that you cannot prescribe for the President. Let's wait for him.
Okay. If there's no other issue, let's pass to 22. So on page 2, we're continuing with the oversight trip undertaken. May I also suggest that we really exhaust in the list by visiting, because I've realized that there are some trips that we could not include here. And it's understandable because only our researcher was part of our former researcher was part of the oversight trip from the beginning to the end. Because you'll recall that Peter Paul joined us late, and therefore, and unfortunately, some of the reports it's very difficult to access. Even though some were 80s, but very difficult to find. So we must continue to search, even if it means the question, the researcher to really give us information through other means. We will have to do that. So on the side of the visits, oversight visits, there's nothing we can change yet, because they are as reported and as agencies. So it's just a matter of putting them down as they are. I can see that we have not said anything on the responses to recommendations. This is mainly due to the fact that some of these reports were not really tabled in Parliament. There were 80 seats, which is a formal introduction to Parliament, to plenary, but they were not necessarily debated in the plenary. But that doesn't mean that they cannot be referred to departments for implementation. So when you look at some of the recommendations, the way implemented, it's just that they might not have been responded to during our follow-up meetings with the department. But when I look at most of them, they were responded to through action by either the department or the entities concerned, except for those departments that are not under our service. Please confirm that with me. I'll also try to talk to those, some of them by responding, but I'm not some of the issues. So all the oversight reports, they end on page 46, or the areas visited, they end on page 26. 46, yes. So can we talk to challenges encountered during the after oversight report? Well, look at the technical operational challenges. Late submission of requested info on projects that the committee intends to visit. Last minute changes to the oversight program. I think we need to be specific there. Yes, sometimes it's because we did not prepare the people who are to receive us on time, or sometimes it's because there are changes in terms of the program. Yes. But I think we need to be specific, or we just dispose of this.
Honorable Chair, I wish to request that take you back a little bit, just a little bit. I know you said we cannot touch what is said about the visit.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying up to 46.
Yeah, I'm on 40 and 41.
On 40 and 41, yeah.
On 40, I suggest that on the second paragraph, where it says the committee also made a courtesy and fact-finding visit to the CSIR, there should be a little heading
that shows that now this is a different visit to the one above. Okay, above the passage, the paragraph speaks of the visit to the UIC.
Mm.
Now, when you start this paragraph, there should be something that tells you that now this is a visit to a different venue. So just a little heading there. And then the same applies to page 41 on the second paragraph. You remember we went to that incubator in Mpumalanga where we discovered that young man who produced wonderful innovations from steel and so on. And then those issues in the IDC, bureaucracy and so on. I suggest there should also be a heading there because it's another visit there. Another, different from the one above. That is all checked.
Thanks. Thanks,
Mr. Tese.
Although they were undertaken, I think they are different, but they were different in different senses. Different senses. Okay, thank you, Mr. Tese. Are we still on the... I wanted your comment on the technical operational challenges. The last minute changes to the oversight program. I'm not sure what we're talking to here, but it was. Okay, can you take out that particular the second point?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then on the third point, during committee oversight visits in some provinces, the challenge of members, the provincial executive committees and the members, they are saying here has been a constant challenge in some provinces. I think it's most provinces, if we were to, so that it's very clear that it's not some provinces, it's most, in most provinces. Because where we were fortunate, I think it's Eastern Cape, Northwest, and Limpopo. The content related changes. The last point talks to us. Delayed adoption of oversight reports. Was it by us? I don't know where it was in that. Because our reports, we made sure that they were delayed, unless they were written late and could not get them on time. Then it was never our business. Yes, I know before you produced your challenge, a serious challenge with reports and minutes, not just reports. But we have since never had a problem with such delay. But I know I wouldn't have given you this opportunity before me, there was nothing. I don't remember. Where do we get this? Huh? We must take it out. So let's take out the last. Content related challenges. where they often found to be contradictory.
Isolated, yes.
But if you include often, then it means it's a continuous occurrence. The department often could not provide full information on expenditure for the project at the time of visit. Is that true?
Maybe the wording is not necessarily appropriate, but what I think it has to capture is the fact that we've already discussed it, that some of the provincial people were not very helpful. In some of the projects that we visited, we could not get information for the from the people of the province that were there, especially the IDC people. They were very, very blank. We even had to communicate with their headquarters and so on to get some of the information. We would find them there waiting for us, but as soon as we started asking questions, they were blank, and they were provincial representatives of those institutions. So I think Bullet Number 2 is trying to capture them.
But it's also not every
isolated
incident. But the issue here that I have is that departments, national and provincial, I don't think it's the correct reflection of not from us. All the tourism one, yeah, that's why it's isolated. And the IDC one in Kumala, and the Eastern Cape, So those are isolated, but really to give a sweeping statement like this is representing the fact. But I also thought maybe there were, she wanted to bring out the issue of follow-up. Sometimes during our, but it's not really to do with the preparedness of the people or ready to give information. It had to do with us seeking more information, and then that information would then be sent to us. They would agree that they would send us the information, and most of the time they would do get the information.
I'm not sure that's true. But this is something that I'll raise the VACMAN call, that the only exception was that they're not aware of the system of information that we asked for. So it was really mostly isolated cases, more than that.
But you remember the Northwest was dramatic also. Remember the chief director, it was just I think there was more chaos than any other thing. So it's an isolated case, but the others, remember it was the new premier was appointed, and obviously there were issues of instability. but residents, I don't know. Maybe we must just put that one into, because if it's because, but those are not challenges. It's information that we seek or we sought then, and we were normally given that information. The only isolated is the Northwest. If we want to say this, we must be specific so that we don't change other provinces with the same, you know, not right. Because they respected us, we must show that appreciation. Okay. Recommendations? What informs this person's recommendation? There's a procedure of report, oversight report. So I don't know why I was talking about this thing. The third person recommendation.
Thank you very much, Chair. Given the manner in which these recommendations are crafted here, and I looked at Peter Paul, I saw a blank stare there. I would suggest that perhaps we should give the Secretariat a little bit of time to go and rethink this. Maybe he, together with the support team, will be able to remember why they've crafted this recommendation in this way before we say we just remove them or we redo them. So we don't have pressure. There's a few pages that are left that we need to complete. I suggest that perhaps we stop here for today to buy time for ourselves so that we can get the document, and then when we come back next week, our minds shall have been clear. We'll then move faster and complete the document.
Okay. Yes, we're not left with much, but I don't think it will. We had agreed to spend our work at Alfred, as suggested. Now we've got a 2 years. Let's do so. I agree. I don't know what members are saying. We really give them time to go and look into this. We agree. Okay. Thank you so much, members, for your contribution and your attendance. The meeting stands adjourned.
We want to get some questions about the 19th.
Support you with that.